The 1884 presidential election holds a unique place in American history as a contest defined not only by political stakes, but also by an unprecedented focus on personal integrity, cultural tensions, and the transformative power of a new media landscape. At the center of the battle were two men, Grover Cleveland, the reform-minded governor of New York, and James G. Blaine, the ambitious Republican stalwart. While their policies and visions for America were significant, the race was dominated by scandals, bitter accusations, and razor-thin margins that underscored the deep divides within the electorate. 1884 was not a landslide. Grover Cleveland's rise to prominence was emblematic of a country searching for honesty in politics. The late 19th century had seen a string of scandals, from the Credit Mobilier affair during Ulysses S. Grant's presidency to controversies involving railroad barons and corrupt public officials. Cleveland, who had earned a reputation for integrity as the mayor of Buffalo and later as governor of New York, emerged as a candidate who promised to clean up the entrenched cronyism in government. He vetoed hundreds of wasteful spending bills and clashed with party bosses, earning him the nickname the Veto Governor. This principled approach endeared him to voters tired of corruption and partisanship, making him a formidable contender for the Democratic nomination. In contrast, James G. Blaine represented the established Republican machine, which had dominated the presidency since Abraham Lincoln. Blaine's career was marked by brilliance and controversy. A gifted orator and skilled politician, he appealed to many as a visionary who could lead the United States into an era of economic expansion and international influence. However, Blaine's reputation was tarnished by allegations of corruption, most notably his involvement in the Mulligan Letters, a series of documents suggesting he had profited from his connections to railroad companies. These letters included the infamous phrase, "Burn this letter," which became a rallying cry for Blaine's opponents, who painted him as emblematic of the very corruption Cleveland promised to root out. The campaign itself descended quickly into the muck, setting a precedent for personal attacks that would characterize future elections. Cleveland's candidacy seemed bulletproof until a bombshell scandal emerged. Revelations that he had fathered an illegitimate child with a widow named Maria Halpin years earlier. Cleveland, known for his forthrightness, chose an unconventional response. Rather than deny the claim, he admitted it might be true and asked his supporters to tell the truth. His acknowledgement of the affair, combined with the fact that he had financially supported Halpin and her child, managed to blunt some of the attacks, but the scandal remained a potent weapon for Blaine's campaign. The Republican chant, "Ma, Ma, where's my pa?" became a staple at rallies, a biting reminder of Cleveland's personal indiscretions. Blaine, for his part, faced an equally relentless barrage of attacks centered on his reputation for corruption. Democrats seized on the Mulligan letters and other controversies to portray him as untrustworthy and self-serving. The Democrats' slogan, "Blaine, Blaine, James G. Blaine, the continental liar from the state of Maine," became an anthem for their campaign. Blaine's supporters tried to turn the focus back on Cleveland's moral failings, but the charges of corruption stuck, particularly among reform-minded Republicans, known as mugwumps, who defected from Blaine and supported Cleveland instead. Religion and cultural identity also played a significant role in the election. The United States in 1884 was undergoing profound demographic and cultural shifts, driven by waves of immigration from Catholic countries such as Ireland, Italy, and Germany. These immigrants often aligned with the Democratic Party, which welcomed them and advocated for policies favorable to working-class urbanites. By contrast, the Republican Party, dominated by Protestant elites, viewed these immigrants with suspicion and sometimes outright hostility. These cultural tensions came to a head late in the campaign when Samuel D. Burchard, a Protestant minister and Blaine supporter, described the Democrats as the party of rum, Romanism, and rebellion at a New York rally. This comment, seen as an attack on Irish Catholics, alienated many voters in a state where their support was critical. Blaine's failure to immediately disavow the remark exacerbated the damage, as it reinforced perceptions of him as insensitive to immigrant communities. The final days of the campaign were marked by frenzied efforts on both sides to secure crucial swing states, particularly New York. The state, with its 36 electoral votes, was the ultimate prize, and both campaigns poured resources into mobilizing voters. Newspaper endorsements, mass rallies, and last-minute appeals flooded the state, reflecting the high stakes of the contest. Cleveland's advantage lay in his strong support among Irish Catholics and urban workers, while Blaine relied on Protestant Republicans and business interests. In the end, it was Cleveland's ability to hold his coalition together, aided by the fallout from Burchard's remark, that secured his narrow victory in New York. The results on Election Day were stunningly close. Cleveland carried New York by fewer than 1,200 votes, a margin so slim that it underscored the importance of every campaign decision, from endorsements to public statements. Nationally, Cleveland won the popular vote by just over 23,000 votes out of more than 10 million cast. In the Electoral College, his victory was more decisive, with 219 votes to Blaine's 182. This razor-thin margin reflected a deeply divided electorate, with regional and cultural loyalties playing a decisive role. Cleveland's victory was a momentous occasion for the Democratic Party, which had been locked out of the presidency since 1856. His election symbolized the end of an era of unbroken Republican dominance and the beginning of a new chapter in American politics. For Cleveland, the victory was both a personal triumph and a mandate to pursue the reforms he had championed as governor. His administration would be marked by efforts to combat corruption, reduce patronage, and promote fiscal responsibility. Blaine's defeat, however, was a bitter blow to the Republican Party and its supporters. For many, it highlighted the dangers of nominating a candidate with a tarnished reputation, even if that candidate was otherwise qualified and charismatic. The loss also exposed fissures within the party, as the defection of the mugwumps demonstrated the limitations of the Republican machine in adapting to a changing political landscape. Blaine would remain a significant figure in Republican politics, but his aspirations for the presidency were effectively over. The broader implications of the 1884 election were profound. It marked a turning point in the nature of political campaigns, with personal scandals and character attacks taking center stage in ways that had not been seen before. The rise of mass media, particularly newspapers and editorial cartoons, amplified these attacks and shaped public perceptions of the candidates. Publications like Puck and Harper's Weekly became central to the political discourse, using humor and satire to influence voters. This new media landscape ensured that even the most private aspects of a candidate's life could become fodder for public scrutiny, a trend that would only intensify in subsequent elections. The election also underscored the importance of cultural and religious identity in American politics. The backlash against the rum, Romanism, and rebellion comment highlighted the growing political power of immigrant communities and the need for candidates to navigate the complexities of a diverse electorate. This dynamic would continue to shape American politics in the decades to come, as parties sought to balance the interests of various constituencies while grappling with the challenges of immigration, urbanization, and industrialization. Perhaps most significantly, the 1884 election demonstrated the fragility and resilience of American democracy. The narrowness of Cleveland's victory, particularly in New York, raised questions about the integrity of the electoral process and the potential for fraud. Yet, despite these concerns, the peaceful transfer of power from a Republican administration to a Democratic one reaffirmed the nation's commitment to democratic principles. This peaceful transition was no small feat in a country still grappling with the legacy of the Civil War and Reconstruction. In the years that followed, the lessons of the 1884 election would resonate with politicians and voters alike. For Cleveland, the victory was both a vindication of his reformist vision and a challenge to deliver on the promises he had made. For Blaine and the Republican Party, the loss served as a sobering reminder of the costs of internal divisions and the importance of public trust. For the nation as a whole, the election was a reminder that democracy is often messy, contentious, and deeply personal, but ultimately resilient. The 1884 election remains a defining moment in American history, a testament to the power of individual character, the influence of cultural and religious identity, and the evolving nature of political campaigns in a rapidly changing society.